Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
I'm just thinking about this team is completely stupid. What's going on, guys? How are you guys doing? Welcome back to another episode of the highs and the lows of the Leafs. It was always game seven. In game one, it was game seven. In game two, it was game seven. In game three, four, five, and six, it was always going to be a game seven. Before we get into any of that, producer, roll the tape.
Turn up your volume. Because you're about to listen to The Sick Podcast. With that Leafs fan.
They score! They score! Holy mackerel, they score! Morgan Rielly! Mo Rielly! The Leafs have won it! They're going to the second round! Do you believe this? Holy mackerel!
The sickest Toronto Maple Leafs podcast. It's gonna be sick.
Let's just take a moment. Just take a moment to embrace the word known as destiny. What the hell, guys? I don't even know where to start, what to talk about. What? Like, it's like, how didn't... We were always going to be here. Like, this was the inevitable. Inevitable is a better word than that. This was the inevitable. There was always going to be a game seven. Always. All the time. Always. In 2013, in 2018, in 2019, 2024, there was always going to be a game seven. That was it. I literally don't even know what to say. First of all, let's talk about the game. Let's talk about it. Because it could very well be the last good game we watch this season. Might not be. Maybe that was the last Leafs win of the year. I don't know. Maybe it was a win that we'll look back on and be like, damn, this is where it started. Maybe. So much can happen from here. This is like the pinnacle. We're at crossroads here again. There's two paths here. There's the familiar one, the Avatar movie. And there's the sequel, which we haven't yet seen. It's coming. Haven't seen it yet. Same theme, different ending. I don't want to watch that fucking Avatar movie again. Not the first one. Great movie. I'm so sick of the ending. I've seen it so many times. I'm not watching it again, kid. Nope. If you ask me again, hey, Dad, do you want to watch? No, I don't. Let's watch the second one, though. I heard that one's good, too. Like, we did it without Matthews twice. By the way, if you're listening to this podcast on Spotify, I highly suggest you watch it on YouTube. Because, like, I'm so speechless, so most of this is, it's purely facial reaction and laughter. laughter of we have to buy it in again. We're back in. I'm all in again. As bad as I tried to lie to myself, as much as I tried to convince myself that it was done, as much as I tried to convince myself that I don't care. It's the inevitable. This was always going to happen. We were always going to be here to talk about what's to come for Game 7. Always. As crazy and seemingly different that the script looks like, in essence, it's always the same shit. What a game. What a game. What a game. Now, I'm going to explain you my frustration and joy all in the same time. Games 5 and 6, easily, the best Leafs games all season. Not even close. Bar none. None comparable. I can't think of a single game where they played a full 60 the way they have in the last two games. Frustrating part is, where the fuck was that in game 1, 2, 3, and 4? But again, it was always going to go to 7. And it always has to be this dramatic. It's unbelievable. It's crazy. Of course, they couldn't have done this in the first 4 because then there wouldn't have been a 7. It ain't the script. It's not the script. It's just 7. That's most likely going to be the title of this podcast. There was always a game 7. Joseph Wall. Hey, God, nice to meet you. Glad that you blessed us with your presence. There was the amount of times I had my heart in my throat in that game. Undefined. I don't even. I was watching this game with my mom and my girlfriend. The Leafs scored the first goal. I had so much pent-up energy in that moment, like anxiety, nerves, excitement, fear, trauma, all in like the same crystal ball they scored. I literally just celebrated with the wall. I didn't even know what to do with my body. They scored. I jumped and I just looked at the wall. I'm like, yep, we're set. And I just smacked it so hard, like so hard. I live in an apartment. The person on the other side on the bottom floor, like completely across, definitely heard that. Definitely created a fucking earthquake in my apartment. Guaranteed. I have never hit something so hard in my life. I smacked the shit out of that wall. Why? Don't know. My brain's just like, yes, smack. No reason. Just like, Like, what sports make you so, they drive you to a level of insanity that you just, like, I look back today. There's no hockey game today for the Leafs. And I look back at yesterday. I'm like, who was that person? It wasn't me. No way. It wasn't the addition I'm normally used to. What the hell? I said it at the start of the series. This team is going to bring you on a roller coaster ride that will let you experience the lowest level depths of hell and the most heavenly highs you have ever experienced and everything in between. And it reaches the pinnacle of Game 7. I don't even know what to say. Here's the facts, actually. You know what? Here's the facts. There's two teams in this. There's two fan bases in this series, the Boston Bruins and the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm not going to lie to you. Am I going to be nervous during Game 7? 1,000,000%. Guaranteed. Probably need to keep a heart rate monitor on me to make sure if anything happens, that we'll have like the emergency on speed dial. But we've been here before many times. Holy shit, have we seen the movie Avatar? We get it. We've been here. So as crazy as this sounds, I'm not even scared of the outcome. It's like I've been punched in the face before. It hurts a lot. A lot. But I know what it feels like. I don't want it to happen, but like if it does, it's nothing I'm not used to. But if the Bruins lose, if the Leafs beat the Bruins in seven, well, that I haven't seen yet. But damn, would I love to. So you got to think, you know, it's weird because, like I said, it's the pinnacle. Regardless of how Game 7 is going to go, we know what's at stake. You lose, you're dead. It's done. Destroy everything. Coach. Not the GM. It's not like he just got here. He's still like trying to find his office in the arena, like for how little time he's been here. Shanahan, we lose, you're gone. Take care. Players on the team, lots of changes. That's what happens if they're gonna lose. That's like, but we all know that. Like we've known that. It's not like it's like this is it. Like this is it. You lose, GGs. Shout out to the University of Ottawa, GGs. My girlfriend's going there. Let's go. Yeah, but GGs, like straight up. You lose. Okay. Well, we all knew this was coming, so pack your bags and have a safe flight. Don't come back. That's what it is. If they win, well, then we play the Panthers. And it's a whole new series again. So for once, it's so much of the same thing that it actually makes you feel different. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying that like, oh, this year is different. That's not what I mean. What I mean is we know the bad. Like it can't, how can it possibly get worse? We lose to the Bruins in seven again? Okay. Tell me a joke I haven't already heard. The Leafs remain chokers. Okay. We've been choking since like 1967. Like the color you're seeing on your screen right now, that didn't exist. We've been chokers. We've been. The interesting thing is, for once, the Bruins also choked last year. And if the Leafs are to beat them in seven, they would have literally, like, we'd be handing the torch that they created for us. We would be handing it back to them, being like, here, it's your turn. That's pretty cool. I mean, again, to both sides, it's like, I already know this, the losing, the choking, the fire everybody, the lowest low. Like it's like we've been here. Like we know what this is like. Want to feel that, you know what I mean? Like we want this. And I think the reason this might benefit the team is because, again, I see this as there's really nothing else to lose here. Like, you know what happens if we lose. Everyone knows. It's simple. We know this. So why not just give it your all, you know? You don't have to play like hands so tight on the stick, because you know the outcome. It's not like, oh, if we lose, what if? What'll happen? Is he going to go? Do I still have it? Like, it's like, no, you don't. Like, we know this. Like, you're gone. It's done. It's over. Bye. Take care. Have a great life. Wish you the best. We, like, it's written, like, we know, You know, I'm repeating myself, but it's because it's that this is what it is. Boston dealing with this sort of pressure, I'm not sure they're too familiar with it. We might lose game seven. I don't know. But for once, it's like the boogeyman. It's like, again, scary, sure. But you know what it looks like. You've seen it. So it won't scare you as much as the first time. So I don't know. I feel like with that, the weight disbursement, is that a word? The weight, I don't know. It feels lighter in the sense of, well, at least you know what happens. In that sense. And I think it's crazy to say, but the choking history here might actually favor the Leafs, because now everyone expects the Leafs to lose. And I'm not saying hope for. We all want, well, we, Leaf fans, many people want the Leafs to win. But we don't expect it. Like, you can't break my heart any more than you've already broken it, type of thing. Like, look, I bought back in completely. I'm going to watch that game like it is the end of the world, probably. I watched it at 13. I watched it at 18. I watched it at 19. Like, from when I was a teenager to, like, young adult to turning into an adult. And, like, here we are again, you know? So it's... There's like that maturity to the choke. I don't know how it sounds ridiculous. It sounds so ridiculous. And what's crazy is that in the last two games, again, without Austin Matthews, and no, he does not just have a tummy ache. For all of the people that have been saying that, if you actually believe, like, making jokes about it is one thing. If you genuinely in your brain believe, like, that your neurons process it, like, yes, the only reason he's not playing is because of a tummy ache, read a book or something. Like, these are, like, National Hockey players. National Hockey League players. Like, NHL players. Like, these guys, this is their gig. You're not missing it because your stomach hurts. Like, there's obviously something there. But anyways, Twitter's so dumb for that. It's so funny. But the internet's the internet. There's no changing that. Like, I even had people, look, you guys knew my pessimism, and I still stand by it. My pessimism of, I won't buy it until they get it done. Does that make me not a Leafs fan? No. That defines a Leafs fan. Like, I think people missed the point there. I made a video reacting to the game yesterday where I was, like, laughing at the, like, there's, like, how is this possible? But, like, obviously this was the out, you know what I mean? And there was, like, people, it's like, oh, look at that. Now that the Leafs are winning, all Leaf fans are back. They call themselves real fans. What a disgrace. Bro, what? I think you're confused. Again, watch the same movie over and over again and know the outcome, but act like you don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I find that shocking. Like, to me, the joke is like, you're like people saying like, oh, like Leaf fans are the worst of them all. You guys only think of cheering for this team when they win, but you're the first to complain when they lose. And then I'm just here. I'm like, oh, right. Yeah. One round in 20 years, man, let's go throw a parade. Like, what are you talking about? Read a book or something. Get a new hobby. You missed the point completely. We're all still here. Like, all of us. All of us. And we're all going to be back here next year and the year after that. Regardless of what happens on Saturday, win or lose. Obviously, I'll take a win. I'll give anything for a win. No kidding. But, like, we're here. Like, I don't know how to explain it. You can't explain it. And there's like no justifying, like, I don't need to justify it. If that's, there's people who actually believe that, you know what, live your day believing that. That sounds like a you problem. I'm a Leafs fan and that sounds like a me problem. I made a decision when I was 4 and there's no turning back. So because I know I'm a Leafs fan for life, I don't feel bad about being pessimistic. I don't regret what I was saying about this team just 2 games ago, because it's still very true. Where was this team in games 1, 2, 3, and 4? Definitely a new team on the ice in 5 and 6. Don't know like where that came from, but at the end of the day, it's like we all knew this was coming. Like, they did the fishing rod and we are back. I'm hella proud of them. I was like their number one, am their like number one supporter. I was in front of that TV, like it was telling me my future, and that it was like the most important event happening in the world. To me, it literally was, which again sounds ridiculous because it's just a sport and there's just a bunch of athletes, dudes who train every day, trying to shoot a 2-pound piece of rubber into a net with red posts. That's what it is. That's what we signed up for. So I don't know. I found that so funny that there was like people who didn't grasp that. And I get it. There's going to be those types of people like that are going to be like, oh, these fans only cheer for when they win. If I was only cheering for when they win, I wouldn't be a Leafs fan. You follow? I would have been a Tampa Bay Lightning fan or a Colorado Avalanche fan or a Pittsburgh Penguins fan. What exactly have we done in the past? You know? I said this yesterday. When you have, I'll literally call it like this. This might sound extreme, but I mean every word of it. When you experience trauma, like emotional, I think is a good one. Emotional trauma, it marks you. You remember it. You remember how it makes you feel. Your brain analyzes the emotions and the events, and to protect yourself for no longer to protect yourself from no longer feeling these things, your brain creates what we call defense mechanisms. It's simple psychology. It's what it is. What I am doing, what many Leaf fans are doing, is simply that, defense mechanisms. Because we have seen this event before, this event in the past has hurt us very badly, very badly. Whether it happened in your early childhood, mid, adult, whatever, it hurt you pretty damn bad emotionally. It marked you. You remember exactly how you felt in 2013 on Game 7. I do. I was crying in front of my grandmother, my grandfather, my mom, my dad on the phone, the next day at school. I'm still talking about it today to give you a point. I'm still talking about a hockey game that happened 11 years ago on May 3rd, 2024. To give you an idea, we don't forget these things. So yes, it did genuinely impact me emotionally. So I will protect myself. I will still, it's literally like a love-hate relationship. Like it's like when someone hurts you, right? You don't just stop caring about them, but you protect yourself. You're like, okay, well, can I trust you now to not do this again? And then they do it again, but like you're like, shit, like I still love you, but like you're making it hard to work with you here, bro. So in that sense, I do not take back nor regret any of the pessimism I've had towards this team throughout this playoffs. None. Because I will still be here. So I will do what I can to cope with this team for life, because that's what this contract was that I signed up for. I'm going to be, I have been, I still am, and I will always be a Leafs fan. End of story. Regardless of win or lose Saturday, and then if they magically go on a run, or if they completely tear the franchise to shambles and restart from like point zero, like restart completely, we'll be here. I'll be here. I'll still be making TikToks on a daily basis every time there's a game that this team plays. I'll analyze every transaction or trade or signing or story about this team. I'll sit on the couch at the same time at 7:07 when the puck drops until the end of the game. And it'll make me feel things because I can't not care about them. As much as I try to lie to myself, I cannot. It's what it is. So anyways, that was a little bit to the people that are, because I know there's other Leaf fans that did the exact same thing I did. Guaranteed. There's no question. You watching this video, I'm probably speaking to about 75% of you guys that did exactly what I did. Don't feel bad about it at all. And don't take it back. You had full. If this was any other team, I can have an argument. You're a Leafs fan? You were pessimistic when we were down through? I don't blame you at all. I agree with you 100%. And don't feel bad about cheering. Because the matter of fact is, you didn't give up on them. You more dealt with caring about them so much, if that makes sense. It's more that happened. So, tomorrow night, we'll see what happens. We are at the crossroad. We've seen the movie Avatar 16 million fucking times. We don't want to watch it again. It's the familiar path. In life, many familiarity is more comfortable because you know what happens. At least you can expect what's coming. How about we say fuck that shit and we watch the sequel? Same theme, same sort of buildup. That ending is not the same because that's another movie. Let's watch the sequel. Fuck the first one. That's where I'm at. Ah, embrace it, guys. Embrace it. Embrace all of this. I don't even know what you want to call it. Sinister / profound love and emotionally agonizing yet magical feeling coursing through your veins and body, and embrace it. Because that is what we said at the start of the series. Embrace it. It was always going to 7. It always had to be the Bruins. Highest highs and lowest lows. Enjoy the damn ride. And don't be scared this time. Don't be scared. I'm not going to sit here and guarantee you that they're going to win. They might lose. They might lose. They might win. It's a 50-50 shot. Flip a coin. Flip a coin 100 times. And I hope your outcome happens 51% of the time. But that's for Father Time to decide. We just have to sit here, buckle up, and embrace the complete loss of control. Because that's what it is to be a Leafs fan. It's not about what you want. It's about what it is. And it's about embracing it. Embracing the roller coaster that is the Toronto Maple Leafs. They are entertaining as fuck, but they're going to make you feel everything. Best and worst, everything in between. That's what it is being a Leafs fan. And this is what we're here for. This is what we're here for. All our season, once again, another night where we could be eliminated. Done it twice. Stayed alive. Next one is about a bit more than staying alive. It's either you die, it's done, or you kill the other team. You end the other team's season. And we'll have to see what happens. Enjoy it. Embrace it. Buckle up. The roller coaster is at the turning point. I hope it picks the second lane and not the one we've been seeing. Let's embrace the change. I hope the next time I see you guys, I'm in a good mood in the best ways possible. And I hope we're talking about the Leafs playing the Panthers and what they have to do then. But that is another beast. We have the boss level coming up. We've gotten to this level so many times. We haven't been able to beat it. But we know what to expect. So maybe this time it goes different. We'll have to wait and see. If you enjoyed the episode, please make sure to drop that subscribe. Drop a like, a comment. Let me know how you're feeling. Let me know how you're coping or not coping. And have a great day. I'll see you guys in the next one. Take care.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with That Leafs Fan on YouTube, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.